You know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on 1050 CJNB.
Welcome to FAQ, a program to answer your frequently asked questions from professionals in the Northwest. Linda Makniak, Battleford's and District Chamber of Commerce with us. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Good stuff. I need some updates. We have, over the past many weeks, talked about so many different things that the Chamber's involved with. Give us an update. What's happening with that relocation guide that you've been working on?
Sure. We're excited to be able to say we're just about ready to have the website go live.
Ooh, good.
We're both the town and the city, of course, have upcoming parades for their summer season.
Sure.
And so we are going to promote it during that time in our little float that we're going to have, and also put out a sample of the postcard that we've talked about to support the piece. So it'll be for the first few weeks it's launched. It probably will still be a bit of a work in progress, and we'll get it going. But it's she's got quite a bit of information loaded in there and populated to the site, and so we're really excited about that, getting ready to move it forward.
And then the guide itself is a complete idea for, it'll help with recruiting. It'll help if you're just looking for a place to live or whatever.
Yep.
Because it's got so much background information on the communities, where to find this, that, and the other thing.
Yes, for sure. And we're going to try and make it so that it covers, you know, many of the communities around the Battleford.
Right.
So the areas that, yeah, so that you, if you wanted to live in Meota or you wanted to live in Battleford or whatever, that you would have the access to information.
The district, sure.
Yep.
Okay, shop the Battlefords. What's cooking there?
Well, of course, we promote shop the Battlefords programming throughout the year, but in particular we typically do a holiday season campaign, and the Chamber is working on launching one for this year. And while I can't tell you about it, I just want to say
tease
people to watch for it upcoming this fall, and to really consider the nostalgia of a Sears catalog or an Eaton's catalog or some fun thing like that.
The Sears Christmas catalog will always have a special place in my heart.
Well, I think everybody, right? As kids, we all flipped through it.
Wasn't that something? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that was Shop the Battlefords. And you mentioned that rolling out, keep an eye out for that in the fall.
Yep.
What's with the BBEX finalist update?
So, yeah, actually fall events, I'll run through them in order if I can. So September, we have a Chamber on Tap event coming up. Travis Lowe of Blue Moose Media is going to be our guest.
Okay.
And Travis, of course, is from the Battleford. So, you know, a great entrepreneurial story. You know, local kid done good. So it'll be very exciting. Then in October, we have the Power Hour. Really pleased to have HRO, Chartered Professional Accountants, back as our sponsor for that. And we have most of our elected officials confirmed to be in attendance. So that will be a good event as well. And then into BBEX, yes. So November the 8th is the date we'll be celebrating the 29th anniversary of the BBEX Awards in the Battlefords. And we anticipate that those finalists will be announced by Labor Day. We just went through with the jury panel, the coordinator of the jury panel, the date and the timeline. So we're going to have all the packages to them by the end of August when they're back from vacation.
Yeah.
And then the jury will be given those packages. And so once the jury has the packages, then I can put out the list of finalists. So
how were the nominations this year?
Pretty good. I think we're about 33. So we're a little light on some of them, but we're strong in many of the categories. And and so it's really positive. We also have six in the members' choice that we have to go through and compile information for so that the Chamber members can vote on. We've ordered the awards. We've really moved forward on, you know, lots of those things with that event.
Well, with all the amazing stuff the Chamber does, people want to contact you, businesses want to contact the Chamber. How do they do it?
306-445-6226 or battlefordschamber.com. They can drop us a message.